Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Friday, December 8th, 2023. I'm Rob Dunwood. Days after a data breach that allowed threat actors to exfiltrate user data from 6.9 million users, genetic testing company 23andMe changed its terms of service to prevent customers from suing the company or pursuing class action lawsuits against it. 23andMe is using a mechanism called acceptance by silence or inaction. Customers who do not explicitly tell the company they disagree with the new terms within 30 days are automatically locked into the new terms. It isn't clear if 23andMe is attempting to retroactively shield itself from lawsuits alleging it acted negligently. According to the Wall Street Journal, Apple and its suppliers aim to build more than 50 million iPhones annually in India within the next 2 to 3 years. With the expansion of existing plants by Foxconn and the construction of a new plant by Tata, which is expected to go online within the next 12 to 18 months and employ 50,000 workers, Apple will see more than a quarter of iPhones produced globally come from India by the end of the decade. YouTube today announced a new comment moderation setting that will allow creators and moderators to pause viewers from adding new comments while allowing existing comments to remain visible. The pause option is located in the video level comment settings in the upper right-hand corner of the comments panel on either the watch page in the app or in YouTube Studio. Days after its third mass layoff of the year, Spotify announced its CFO, Paul Vogel, will depart the company in March of 2024 as the company doubles down on margin over growth strategy. CEO Daniel Ek said the decision was made because Vogel didn't have the experience needed to help the company both expand and meet market expectations. In an effort to use AI to create a bird's eye view of users' lives using pictures and search data from smartphones, researchers from Google have proposed Project Elman. Named after biographer and literary critic Richard David Elman, the idea would be to use LLMs like Gemini to ingest search results, spot patterns in users' photos, create a chatbot, and answer previously impossible questions. Google's Photos currently has more than 1 billion users and 4 trillion photos and videos, but it isn't clear if Project Elman would be part of Photos or some other product. Google Thursday announced a fix for the Google Drive sync error that saw a small number of users' files erroneously deleted, but acknowledged that the fix may not work for everyone. Google still calls the Drive data loss fixed and has locked official forum threads from saying otherwise. Some users claim, however, that the desktop sync error as described by Google doesn't encapsulate the problem, as some users have never had Google Drive installed and have only used the web interface. 2 years after View once appeared in WhatsApp, a feature that allows photos and videos to disappear after their recipient receives them, voice messages are now getting the same treatment. Meta says you might want to use the feature for reading out your credit card details to a friend or when you're planning a surprise. View once is kind of a weird name for a disappearing audio message, but the feature is still kind of cool. Google Thursday announced a migration tool from Google Podcasts, which is being shut down at the end of March, to YouTube Music, which is becoming the company's latest default podcast listening app on Android. You'll be able to export all of your podcast subscriptions from Google Podcasts to YouTube Music through July of 2024. But just in case you have trust issues with Google when it comes to default podcast apps, the company has had several in recent years. You can also create an OPML file, allowing you to take your subscriptions to a third-party podcast listening app. Demoed at Google I/O back in May under the code name Project Tailwind, Notebook LM is now officially available for general release and there is no longer a wait list. Powered by Gemini, Notebook LM is Google's AI-powered note-taking app interface that uses your data to help you curate, gain insights, and create content with the assistance of AI. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. You'll find show notes and links to all the headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.